And welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Brandon Cox joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit baseball team, previewing this 2023 season. Coach, getting ready to start coming up on Monday against Concordia there in a doubleheader. Just kind of looking at the group, you're coming off of a 10-8 year last year where you won your first round of regional over Hoisington but lost a tough one to TMP Marion there in the semifinals, but still coming off of a winning record. You did lose two seniors in Owen Eilert and Jackson Rexrope, but a very good group of players coming back, including all-leaguers Maddox Waters and Logan Arismith. So as you've kind of had a chance to get this team ready, what are some of the things that are standing out about your group here in 2023?
You said it. I thought last year we finished off the season strong, and it's really been a while since we've had this kind of a nucleus come back. Waters and Arismith returning from being all-league guys. Obviously losing Owen and Jackson, those are both two quality senior leaders. But we have, like I said, a good nucleus that's come back. And the thing that really is sticking out right now is the experience that they have. And you can see that when they come to practice, just how they approach things. They know the expectations and they know what's supposed to happen. And so it's really good to have that leadership coming back.
I know that you kind of look in, and I think everywhere around baseball, this is probably a common theme, is you got to start with pitching, right? You've got to have good guys out there that can throw pitches, and you've got three guys, and we already mentioned Logan, but Quinn Eilert and Bryce Beisner, who have thrown a lot of pitches for you, and they kind of understand the process of it and have had success. How important is that, and how excited are you to have that this year?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I say we focus on two things. If we do two things, I say we'll be in any game, and that's throw strikes and play defense. And, last year I thought those guys came on really strong, and they improved a lot throughout the course of the year. And like I said earlier, we have that experience coming back. And so with them having that experience, you know, hopefully we get started with that a little bit sooner than we did last year. Like I said, they finished strong, and hopefully we pick up where we left off with that. But, yeah, if we can consistently throw strikes, I like how things go when that happens.
You open out the season, as we mentioned, against Concordia coming up on Monday, a doubleheader there. Last year was your first sweep over them in a long time, and they went just 2-15 a season ago there. But what do you see from Concordia, and what kind of improvement maybe do you expect from them here this year?
Yeah, you know, they have a few guys returning. I know they have a couple pitchers that threw against us last year coming back. I know the guy that started the first game, I think it was their number one last year, he's back. I watched them during Legion, and I saw them continue to grow throughout the course of that season. So, and it looked like they hit the ball pretty well during their Legion season in the summer. So, you know, I'm expecting to come out and be really competitive, and I think we're going to see an improved Concordia team from what we saw last year.
As far as the rest of the league this year, how does that look? As far as what they've lost or what they have maybe coming back, and maybe some, I don't know if there's any, you know, kind of sleeping dogs there that are about to erupt or not, but what do you feel about the league?
I think Southeast is going to be pretty tough. They've got a lot of guys coming back from last year. Their senior class is pretty strong as far as baseball goes, so they're going to be pretty tough. And I think Sacred Heart's kind of a dark horse in the league. You know, they've got a pretty good junior class this year that have come up, and we've played a couple close games against them as well. You know, but you can't really sleep on Ellsworth or any of the other schools in the league as well, because they have a couple quality pitchers coming back, and you know, they made it to the regionals as well, lost a close one there, so they're going to be really competitive as well. So I think we should have a pretty good league, but those are some things to watch, I guess, as far as those teams go.
Feel like these kids are ready to just get out and play some games and stop practicing?
I'm ready for that, so yes, I'm ready to get out and play some games, and it's always good to get some practices in, but there becomes a point when you want to see another team, and we're pretty much there right now, so yep.
Brandon Cox, head coach of the Beloit Trojan baseball team. Coach, certainly thank you for taking the time. Wish you the best of luck as the season rolls on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dusty.